It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Tonight and tomorrow, Marlon Wayans is back at the Blue Note in Waikiki. Gifted actor, comedian, and producer, also has a new movie, The Sextuplets, debuting on Netflix in August, in which he played a number of challenging roles in the same film. Known as much for being one of the many talented Wayans brothers, we've got him on the line right now to talk about that and much more. Aloha and mahalo, Marlon.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, brother?
Trying to stay out of prison, you know what I mean? Trying to stay two steps ahead of the white man, you know what I mean, Dave? Yeah, two steps ahead. Not one and a half, two steps.
First and foremost, a happy birthday, which is today.
Thank you. And I'm aging backwards. That's the crazy part. I'm like 19. I have not, even though it's like my 40-something birthday, I still feel 19. And I still do dumb stuff like a 19-year-old. So, therefore, I'm 19.
What was the latest
only
dumb...
thing I do like a 40-year-old is pay my bills.
Have you been back here since your gig that was... You were on with us almost 1 year ago. I guess you like to come right around your birthday. You come to Hawaii.
Yeah, I come to Hawaii. Called the motherland, man. Come get my reset. You know, it's a most peaceful place in the world. I think Hawaii is the closest thing to what God made, I think, that's out there. And I've been everywhere. But Hawaii is just something special in the... People are so nice. Like, it's rare that you meet like a bad person in Hawaii. Like, you guys are just chill. I don't see how you get into any fights. Everybody's just chill. It's like, yo, aloha.
Where are you based? Where are you living? What are the cities that you're in?
I'm in Los Angeles. Where it won't stop shaking.
Where were you when it happened?
I felt bad for my kids and my friends, but I was in New York. I was like, oh, those poor people in Los Angeles. I hope they're okay. I hope those kids are okay. God, thank God I'm safe in New York. I called them to check on them out.
They're doing good. While I was watching your Facebook, I guess your son is doing some nice b-ball. It looked like you were very proud of him with the plan.
Yeah, that little man could play. I don't think he's mine. I think Chris Paul needs to come get his son that I raised. Ain't nobody in my family that athletic. And why you don't got a flat foot? Ain't no flat foot basketball players.
Where does he live?
My son?
Yeah.
10 minutes from me.
So in Los Angeles is where you
live? Los Angeles, yeah.
Do you live just there? Do you split your time in another city too?
No, I live in Los Angeles.
Exclusively.
Because I moved to New York, my producing partner would be really mad at me.
On that producing.
There goes all the genius.
Right? What's up with the Sextuplets? Last time we were on, we were talking about that a little bit. Is that finished now?
Yes, the Sextuplets is done. It's coming out August 16th on Netflix. It's a really, really funny movie. Playing seven characters was a lot of work, but... I did it amazingly. I don't know how. I still think part of me died. Because I would go to work at 3 in the morning. I would work. I'd do makeup for seven hours. I'd get out of makeup, and we'd work a 14, sometimes 16-hour day. And then it takes an hour and a half to take the makeup off. And then I would go home some nights, and I would sleep 2.5 to 3 hours, and then have to be back to work to do the same thing over and over again. So what I'm saying is I want my Oscar. I know you're not supposed to ask for one, and I'm not, but I want it. Or I'm going to run on stage and snatch it out of, who's that, Marcel, what's his name's hand? He has two. He don't need no more. Next one is mine.
Which was the most difficult character to get into makeup for? Describe a little bit of that.
Seven, everybody, I mean, but the most difficult ones was Dawn and Russell, because Dawn is a woman, but she's got... big breasts and big hips, and then Russell is he's a bigger guy. He's kind of overweight, so that was 40 pounds of extra weight that I had to carry around, and that wasn't fun at all.
How long did it take you to get into Dawn's character?
7 hours. They had this makeup artist that kept trying to make me pretty, and I said, girl, I just did 7 hours of makeup, and you tell me I got another hour of beauty makeup? I was like, nah, she black, she like a natural.
That's just to get into character. That's not even to shoot. That's just to prepare to shoot.
7 hours just to get into character.
Unbelievable. And yeah. What made you think of that? I mean, when I think of that, I think of that movie that Eddie Murphy did where he played a bunch of roles. Where was your inspiration?
I think when you do, I mean, Pryor, Which Way Is Up, Eddie Murphy, Coming to America, I mean, all those definitely inspired me. And I think when you do it, you have to take it up a notch. And I think what we did with this movie is we did something different. We used motion capture. So basically, I'm in scenes with myself. So it's not like we did, like, lock-offs, like a shot here, a shot there, and it's just locked off with a different character next to somebody else. I was actually in the scene with myself, acting with myself, interacting with myself, and the camera's moving. So it's crazy. It's kind of like a, it's like Spider-Man, but with fat costumes. Picture the Avengers with none of that budget, but a lot of comedy.
That's what I was going to say. Karate. I was going to say it's good on the budget end, right? Because then you can you get all the bank. I'll take that check. I'll take that check.
No. They divided one check up into seven.
Is it, yeah.
I do this again. They got to pay each. I'm negotiating for each character.
Right, for sure, man.
Yeah, man.
Do you still tour with your brothers? And explain how that came together.
No, I got tired of splitting the money with them. It's too many brothers. I don't see how Earth, Wind, and Fire made a dime. If they had to take that money and split it up between Maurice and
Verdeen.
All the damn the trumpet players and the brass alone. The brass alone's getting a big cut, so I don't split no money. It's just me and a mic. It ought to just been Earth.
Was that fun when you guys did that, or was it just a lot of work?
It was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun until my brother Damon was like, this is too much work. Y'all Negroes do this. I'm going to go do my wife and other kids. And Keaton was like, I don't like to travel like this. It's a tour. Mm-hmm. What we should do is, we could be up at my house, and we'll let the audience come there. And this way, I don't have to leave my house. But that's not the way tours work, Keenan. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of insight into your brothers when you do their imitations of them.
Oh, thank you. Tears of pain.
Yeah, well, did they all go to Fiorella LaGuardia High School of Music, Art, and Performing?
No, they went to School of Hard Knock Life. Get rich so you can help your little brothers out. And they have an easier life.
You were the only one who went there?
Yes, sir. I'm the skillfully talented one. I went to Florence High School, and they went to regular humanities and liberal arts schools. I am an artist. Mr. Lookaway. The Lookaway was pretty funny. I said, I'm an artist.
I knew you were doing a visual. I could hear you turning. I could hear you turning over there. Thinking of some of those other stars, your middle name is Lamont, and I've been wondering, were you named after Fred Sanford's son on the show, and were you a big fan of that show? Because of the timeline about when you were born, it seemed like it lined up when that was hot.
Yeah, I'm named after Marlon Jackson and Lamont from Sanford's son. So apparently my mama had a thing for brothers with big mustaches and afros.
For real?
Maybe one of the, I'm pretty sure she probably slept with one of the whispers. Just saying.
But you're not kidding. You were named after Lamont from that show.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but yes.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a great show. It's a great theme song and great actors. Red Fox, was he an influence on you?
I like Red Fox. Red Fox was always funny to me. I love how real he was on camera. He's like always the funny grandpa. You know, as I got older and I discovered his stand-up, he was a brilliant, you know, brilliant talent. He was definitely a great.
And was he somebody you got to know at all?
No.
You met him?
No.
You never met Red Fox?
No.
Wow.
How old am I? Red Fox, he was old, man.
Yeah, but he was still alive and working until you were in comedy yourself.
I keep telling you I'm 19.
Nah. It's Marlon Wayans. And he's a funny guy coming back to the Blue Note, celebrating his birthday and doing it in Hawaiian style.
Aloha.
I appreciate you being on the show, my brother. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you, man. You have a good one.